And you're on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, waking up with CA at Face Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. So let's give that jingle for the one, the only CA on iHeartRadio. iHeart, hit it off right now. Favorites.
Well, good morning, everybody. How you all doing? This is CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show up top the tower here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. We're at a cool, crispy 31, 32 degrees, just right at freezing. Hope everybody's doing well this morning. Hope you had a great Martin Luther MLK day off, maybe, most of y'all. Hope you had time to enjoy your friends and your families with that extended 3 or 4 day that you might have had. Well, we got a great show lined up today that I know you guys are going to be enjoying. I got a special new guest to kick off 2022, at least for today, maybe later on through the road, down the road too as well. And and he is a junk man. He collects a lot of junk. His name is Junkyard Ted. Junkyard Ted. We're going to be talking to him here in just a little bit. And he came by the studio. Actually, saw him down there in the downtown area looking for some stuff. So I said, "Hey, I want you to come on up here." Charlie gave him the green light to come on up and everything. So prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions. Hey, gang, you can email me up here up top Face Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, tongue twister. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com is my email address. Also, like me on my Facebook page. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, check the like button for free. All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? All right, I got a Bible devotion coming up. God is never late. Amen. Amen. He's always on time. Also, my new character, Junkyard Ted. That's right, Junkyard Ted's coming here. He's actually here. He's just patiently waiting. Got some little bit of Christian music coming up for you as well. And we're going to be going back to my biblical archives. You know, there's 12 prophecies that will be fulfilled before Christ returned. Again, 12 prophecies that are going to be fulfilled before Christ returned. We don't know when he's going to return. I absolutely have no idea. I've had people email me. I don't play the God card, and I'm not God. I'm just a regular human being. I'm a brother in Christ. So I can't give anybody any predictions, and he does not want us to know. Only he knows up in heaven, not us. But we do know the signs are there. So hopefully this will give you some guidance on some scripture verses, 12 of them that will help you. Okay? May want to share this podcast with some friends. Junkyard Ted's getting ready here in just a little bit. We'll throw him in here in just a little while. All right, let's get ready to do Jumping Jack Ready on a Tuesday, back to work day for a lot of us. Y'all ready? Get those joints loosened up. You ready? Here we go. Countdown. A little bit of jive and music going. Junkyard Ted's over here dancing to it. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Let's roll with our Bible devotion on a Tuesday, January the 18th, 2022. Hard to believe we're 18 days out to the new, past the new year. It's just incredible. Okay, well, today's Bible devotion is, we're talking about, God is never late. You know, Scripture reminds us in the book of Psalms, chapter 121 and verse 5, where it says, "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is the shade at your right hand." You know, in order for a tree or any plant to grow and bear fruit, its seed must be first planted into the ground and die. In order for the spiritual fruit to appear in our lives, we must first be planted in the Word of God and then die to self in the face of chastising, adversity, discipline, and affliction. You see, God's Word nourishes our lives and fruit begins to appear. But it doesn't happen overnight. It appears time. Well, actually, it takes time and patience. Let's go back to Joseph. Joseph would never been able to use God had it not been sold into slavery by his brothers who hated him and then wrongly accused by Potiphar, who put him in prison. Even though Even after that, the Pharaoh, remember the cup, let's use that one, the cupbearer, he would have been restored to the king's court and asked him to tell Pharaoh of his unjust imprisonment. You see, Joseph had to wait 2 more years for the release from prison. As we wait upon the Lord, he may sometimes seem slow coming out to help us, but there are times that we know he's never late. You see, friends, his timing is always perfect. Amen? Amen. Well, stand by. Junkyard Ted, my new character, is coming aboard Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio. Stand by. All right, you got to love that Sanford and Son song. Junkyard Ted wanted me to play that. So here we go, Junkyard. Let me go ahead and give you a cheer. Let's go ahead and give you a hand clap. How about some Morning Crow? Yeah, we can laugh at you every once in a while. I did like Sanford and Son, by the way. Whistle. And how about let's go ahead and give you a drum roll. Fanfare. I'm going to count down 10, for Junkyard 9, Ted.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, guys. My new character for 2022 to at least kick off maybe a day or two. Who knows how long we're going to have him. He'll check in from time to time. Saw him down there in downtown Fort Worth. He was junking. He likes to junk. He's got the junkyard truck and everything. Not similar to Sanford and Son, but close to it. And, you know, I love Sanford and Son. I sure did. I grew up loving that show. Here he is, your friend, my friend, our new friend here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, drinking a free cup of coffee on CA with not pumpkin spice. We're using Hershey's chocolate this morning. They got on the Delight. Here he is, Junkyard Ted. Hello, Junkyard Ted. Whoa, we're CA. How y'all doing there? And yes, indeed, that's just got it right. Well, this is Junkyard Ted, and hello, everybody. How you all doing out there in Radio Land? See, this is my first time to ever be on there. Well, good. Well, welcome on the air, sir. And I'm glad that you had an opportunity to stop by. We'll have to make you our guest every so often when we can. And I love Sanford and Son, and you asked me, since you know that you do junking and everything on a daily basis, I presume. That's right, I do. I do it. I do it on a daily basis. You got that right, absolutely. All right, great. So what we decided to do was play the Sanford and Son, theme music for you in honor to Junkyard Ted. Well, that's right. That's right. Now, if anybody has any junk or needs anything hauled off, just get a hold of CA. And I'll tell you what, I'll be more than glad to come and pick it up, hopefully, if it's in the area, if I'm in the area. That's right. And I presume you live in Dallas, sir? Absolutely. I live in Dallas, but sometimes I do come to Fort Worth, and I really do love it a lot. Wow, you sure do talk fast. Oh, my God. Oh, I hate the coffee. No, it isn't. See, hey, that's just the way I talk. I got you. Well, we do welcome you aboard, sir, and I hope you had a happy new year, and before that even, I hope you had a Merry Christmas. See, hey, this is one of the best Christmases I had, and also on top of that, I also had a very happy new year, and it was very, very fun. That's good. I'm glad. You sure do have a beautiful studio here. I just want to tell you, up top the tower over here, I see a lot of people starting to get ready to walk into work, I guess because it was a day after Martin Luther King Day. That's right. Absolutely. We honored Martin Luther King holiday. A lot of people were off today. Some people did have to work. I remember back in the days that one of my many other jobs that I had, Junkyard Ted, that I did have to work on Martin Luther King Day. Just so happened I was off today and been off for the last probably about 10 years. Oh, that's great. That's great. Yes, Martin Luther King loved him. Me too. Loved him to death. Never met him. But the history that was studied and what he did is just great. And it's an honor to honor him on his special day and on his birthday, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken. Well, so you collect junk, and then you take some of the junk that's scrap, I presume, to the scrap yards, either in Fort Worth or Dallas. Have you been to the one near downtown? Over there off of Main Street?
Gee, I have, and I tell you what, scrap used to cost a lot of money, and you know what? It is just not cost hardly anything at all. In fact, we lose money.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, times have changed. Inflation has gone up. Of course, I don't try to bring it into a political situation, but I will tell you that times have changed and prices have gone down on scrap. But you know, I see a lot of people, when they have their trash out there, especially at their homes out there, you see a lot of scrapping.
Yes, indeed. Me and my friend, we always load up, and that's what we do. We load up, and we load our, my truck up, and then we just fill it to the capacity, and then we wind up taking it out to the junkyard. Well, not the junkyard. We sort through it at the junkyard shop, and then we wind up having to scrap whatever we need to scrap. Now, some stuff I do put together and resell.
How cool is that? Wow. I can't wait to see some of your finishing products. That's great. Well, so you told me, you shared with me in downtown Fort Worth how you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, I did. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, and that was probably about 3 years ago as they were doing street ministry.
That's great. That is wonderful. And I tell you, without God, you don't have anything, right?
I know. It's so wonderful to have Jesus Christ into my life, and I can't wait next time to share my testimony.
That's great. Absolutely. Well, we're kind of running short on time. I wanted to do a brief introduction just to kind of... Well, Junkyard Ted, I know you got to get rolling. I sure do thank you for your time of dropping by Face Studio 1 up here up top the tower at the iHeartRadio studio. I hope you have a terrific day, my friend. We look forward to continuing to get to know you. And we also are looking forward to hearing about your testimony, how you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior 3 years ago.
Absolutely, CA. I'm looking so much forward for it. And I look forward to talking to all you listeners. Y'all have a terrific day, okay? Bye for now.
Sounds good. Bye for now. Junkyard Ted, one of my new characters that'll be on every so often, maybe not as much as the others. But I wanted to introduce him. We're going to have new people every so often pop in and out of the iHeartRadio studio. All right, now Plum has an album out. It's been out for a while. It's called Beautifully Broken. And this song is a wonderful song. It's called God Help Me. You know what? Whatever you're going through, God is going to help you. Give it to Him. Happy Tuesday, everyone, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Tuesday.
What will you ask of me?
Amen, mercy me, you reign. One of the popular songs even back in the day and still today. And we do play that quite a bit on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio. Well, today we are going to talk about going to my biblical archives. I'm going to give you 12 of them. 12 prophecies that will be fulfilled before Christ return. Again, I had talked earlier on my podcast show that we do not know the day or the hour when Christ is coming back. We just don't, friends. And he don't want us to know. So the remedy is what do you see, eh? Well, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I will tell you this. Enjoy your life. Live your life to your fullest. But make sure your heart is always right with Jesus Christ, because you just never know what might happen. So this world can often feel like a dark place, can it? Sometimes we feel like we're really in dark places. In fact, sometimes it's hard to see the light and the hope in the midst of all the suffering and pain that we see around us. You know, we hear about this constant media headlines revealing several of the deep struggles, the pain, the brokenness, COVID-19, so many have known about over the last couple of years. But I want you to keep in mind that God's promises are true. And he is faithful to bring them all to pass, all of them, every single one. In fact, Jesus gives us eternal hope rooted in him, the promise of heaven, and the reminder that he will come again. You know, pastor and author Chuck Swindoll, if most of y'all know him, he's a great guy. He's in up there in Frisco, Texas. He shares these facts about the Bible. Now, this is true facts coming from Chuck Swindoll, okay? One out of every 30 verses in the Bible mention the subject of Christ's return or the end of time. And that's true. Of the 216 chapters in the New Testament, there are well over 300 references to return of Christ. 23 out of 27 New Testament Bibles I'm sorry, 23 out of New Testament books, I should say, mention Christ's return. And if you go to the Old Testament, such well-known, reliable men as God was Job, Moses, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and well, most of the minor prophets mention of Christ returning their writing. So I want you to keep all that in mind. And if you want me to ever send you that information to have water cooler talk or talking to someone that you're leading to Christ, this is kind of a way to kind of plant that seed. Or let them listen to my podcast, share it, okay? Instead of fearing the end times or even battling uncertainty over future events, simply knowing God's word will give us power to live out our days with the understanding and the wisdom that He is still at work, even when things are difficult around us, okay? He hasn't lost control and He never will. So let's talk about these 12 in Scripture. Number one, as you go to Mark, and you may want to highlight it, Mark chapter 13. Let me read to you in the Bible verses 24 through 27. But in these days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, men will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and He will send His angels and gather His elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth and to the ends of heaven. Number two would be in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 11, where it says, "Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who was taken up into the heaven will come back in the same way you will see Him go into heaven." Always look toward that eastern sky, because that's the direction that the Bible says Christ will be coming back. You know, you ever look to the east? Looking from the east to Fort Worth would be Fort Worth to Dallas. Now, I don't know where y'all live, but that's kind of the direction. If I looked into downtown Fort Worth where I'm at right now at the tower, there's a window over there. If I look to the right, I can see the eastern sky. One day that's going to break apart and Christ is going to come back. It's going to happen like in a twinkling of an eye. All this is going to happen so fast. Another scripture reference, number three, would be the book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 36, where it says, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." Number four would be 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. "For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief of the night." It's a well-known verse in that 1 Thessalonians. Now, number five would be 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that Paul writes in verse number 52, where it says, "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be risen imperishable, and we shall be changed." Now let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 21. Let's read scripture verses 25 to 28. You may want to highlight this. "And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and the earth distressed the nations, and the perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear, with foreboding what is coming onto the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your hand, because your redemption is drawing near." Number seven would be the book of John, chapter 14, verses 1 and 3. "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you to go prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you will be there also." Number 8, the book of Hebrews, chapter 9. Verse number 28, "So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to what save those who are eagerly waiting on Him." The book of Matthew, chapter 24 and verse 27, "For as of the lighting comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of the Man." Son of Man, in other words, the eastern sky, the direction He'll be coming. Now, if y'all go back to the 10th point is, if you go back to the book of Revelations, When I went through the Bible study of Revelations, this is Revelations chapter 19, verses 12 and 16. Okay? Let's have a little refresher on that. Scripture says, his eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He was clothed in robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him in white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, which will strike down to the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thighs he has his name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Two more points. Let's go back on point number 11, book of Revelation, chapter, really at the end of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 12. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompromise with me to repay everyone for what he has done. Number 12, final point. Revelations again, chapter 1 and verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega. So what does that mean, CA? I am the Alpha. I am the beginning. I am the end. Alpha is the beginning. Omega is the end. Says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. That's kind of got that song to it, if you've heard it, you know. And as believers, we can have a deep confidence and anchor a hope that the world may not always understand, for we know that life isn't all there is. See, God has more in store still to come, and it's greater than we've ever could ever imagine. Take heart, stay strong, he is with us, and he will surely come again. Okay? I want you to remember that. Another thing I want you to remember, if you find yourself reading this today and you do not know for sure that you're a believer, or that you have never made the choice to give your life to Christ, please, friends, don't waste another moment. Don't put back tomorrow what you can do today. Heaven is so real, and hell is real too, sadly. He gives us that choice. You are free moral agents. You have a choice for what we want to live and what we choose to live for. See, Jesus loves you, and he gave his life for you. He longs to bring you freedom and forgiveness from your sin that you have battled. And he promises to restore you and renew you and your life. Just talk to him today like you would talk to a friend or come to your father. Ask him to forgive you for your sin and for the wrong in your life, for choosing to go your own way. Acknowledge that he died on the cross for your sins, my sins. He's taken your sin and shame so that you wouldn't have to. Confess alone that he is Lord and Savior. He is the only one. Lord and Savior, come in my heart, live in me, and that he rose again on the third day and he lives today. Thank him for new life, for forgiveness and purpose and hope. Know that you're never alone. His promises to be with you always and give you eternal security that nothing in this world could ever offer. Peace. Amen. Amen. Well, before we close out here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, I want to play a song, and I played it before, but I feel in my heart I want to play it. It's I Surrender All with Phil Driscoll. Meditate on the Lord. Give him your all. Lord, I give you my all in all. Whatever sins you've ever committed, ask him for forgiveness. Let him enter into your heart, give you a full cleansing, and save your soul. Meditate on the song, friends.
Surrender all. and trust him in his presence daily.
Amen. What a beautiful song by Phil Driscoll. Before I close out in prayer, I hope that those 12 prophecies in Scripture give you kind of an idea that are being fulfilled before Christ return. There's a lot of prophecies going on right now, and I just can't even predict. I've talked about it before about COVID, vaccinated, vax or not, whatever word you want to use. I've had people debate me. I have my opinions. They have their opinions, but I'm just through all this in radio land, I can't give political views. I just, people know where I stand on things. Some people that are in the inner circle of knowing me know how I feel about things. But a lot of things I kind of keep to myself because I don't want a political uproar. But I will tell you this, friends, you are your own free moral agent. I had somebody had actually emailed me, see, how do you think COVID's ever going to come to an end? No, I don't think so. there's always, it's going to be like a flu. It's going to be one variant after another. I just hope that we're all book smart. We're living into a norm. I think our society is going to be some people have masks and some people don't have masks. And you got to respect the ones that don't have masks and respect the ones that do have masks. And if you have a comment that you want to tell somebody, maybe keep it to yourself, okay? Just words of the wise. You don't want to start a political roar, and you don't want to stir up anything that's going to... I mean, the devil's already ruling and trying to rule. He's never going to really officially rule. This is God's world. But he's trying to stir trouble up. And you just want to be a peacemaker. You know what? Be that beacon lighthouse. Whether you're vax, whether you're non-vax. Look, to the people that are non-vax, that's their business. To the people that are vax, that's their business. Okay? Everybody has their political view and their political vision, whether they follow science or not follow science. I get tons and tons of emails and questions. People are just dying to know what my opinion is. And I try to keep my opinion to myself. All I can do is just pray for America and remember one thing, whether we have a Republican in office, whether we have a Democrat in office, whether we have an independent, whether we ever have a, which I do believe one day in the world, we're going to have a woman president if the world's still standing, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, whatever it may be. I don't make the choice. We do need to go out and vote, do the American thing and vote, especially with midterms coming. I will tell you that. However, whoever God puts in the office, that's who he puts in for a couple of years. A president, 4 years. Congress and Senate, 2 years. So, but you did your civic duty. So do your civic duty. Make sure you're registered. Make sure you get ready to vote. I believe for locals, at least up here at Dallas-Fort Worth, I think it's January the 31st. So you want to definitely be sure you're registered, okay? I never can find my card, so I had to just flip out my driver's license. And they're like, okay, no problem. We got you. So anyway, cast that ballot. Makes you feel good as a proud American to say, hey, I voted for so-and-so, okay? And then whatever God has, you may be discouraged. It may be the guy you want, he or she, and it may not be. But you know what? Through it all, it's God's world. We're just planted here to enjoy life and to make it right with him. Because up in heaven, it ain't going to matter who's president, who's vice president, who's in the Senate, who calls the shots. There's only going to be one person that calls the shots, and that's God. It's his world. And I sure wouldn't be battling God. That's a mistake to battle him. Nobody should ever battle our Heavenly Father. He created us. He loves us. And our job as Americans or wherever you're located overseas, USO Radio Network, is to reach, teach the gospel, to get the word out to people, to either encourage them or tell them about Jesus Christ. Hey, if you're shy and bashful like I was in my early years, plant that seed, okay? All right, I'll get off my soapbox, just words of wisdom from good old CA. All right, on a Tuesday, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us. We love you. Keep us ever so safe on a Tuesday. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Friends, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life, LIFE, explanation point dot. This is CA getting ready to saddle up. We still got the stock show and rodeo going on down here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I'm fixing to leave the tower. So fixing to head down the old elevator and get ready to saddle up and head out. So as I leave the iHeartRadio studio, if you have any questions, comments, prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or also Facebook message me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button and message me. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right, y'all have a great day. Be safe. Till we meet again. Bye for now.